You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to get into the NBA here momentarily, but that was a bombshell from Michael Lombardi.
I didn't know he's such a howler.
Yeah, I love Sam Howell.
Somebody just tweeted and said, did I just hear that correctly? That Michael Lombardi said he'd rather have Sam Howell than Jaden Daniels?
Well, he kind of couched it because he says...
He said he would
saying I wouldn't have drafted him, you know, because it is rare that you get an opportunity
like
that.
He was basically saying he wouldn't have given up on Howell so quick.
Right, yeah. Yes. And, that, you know, I agree with him, and I said it from the midway point of the season on. It was coaching malpractice. Eric Bieniemy was a fraud as an offensive coordinator. What he did to Howell, in my opinion, I said it multiple times, hundreds of times, was brutal. To drop that kid back the way he did. From week one, we were like, what's the idea here of this offense?
Let's see how it plays out. If he goes out into Seattle and
he won't get an opportunity.
Geno Smith.
It'll take
and
a while.
Becomes a good starter to above average starter. He'll be vindicated. If he's a career backup, then he's a career backup.
And that's right.
He's not going to get an opportunity for a couple years, probably.
You're right. And that's probably what he needs. Bieniemy obviously kind of destroyed him.
I think he destroyed him.
But, I asked Lombardi, why did they trade him? Well, they did get a third-round pick for him. They probably never thought they would get a third-round pick. So, obviously, Seattle felt like he was worth a third-round pick. And
I think they also did.
It was a swap.
What?
Right, but they swapped. It was a fourth and a six and a third and a fifth.
Right.
Right.
Well, you didn't give up a third for that backup.
Yeah, it's you have to look at the trade charts.
No, I understand you swapped,
exactly,
but the highest of the four picks traded was the third round.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's my point. So, but we'll see. We'll see what happens with Sam if he has an opportunity to start this year.
Yeah. I always liked him. Needs a year to heal.
Sam Howell, dead to me. Sam Hartman, dreamy Sam Hartman in town. That's your new Sam in town.
That's another dagger for my guy, Jake Fromm. I'm kind of a Frommer.
You are?
Just because I like watching him on the QB show.
You're the only one. The only Frommer.
I'm not saying
out there.
He's great. I root for underdogs. He was on that QB show, or whatever.
So was Sam Hartman.
Hartman was too.
I didn't watch that one.
So I think they're the same one.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
The Commanders gave him decent
Fromm
money
was
too.
On the one with Fields.
You should be a Hartman guy. He was the underdog on that show. He was like a 3-star recruit.
Listen, I'm not anti Hartman. I just don't have a file on.
What's the name of the show?
I don't know.
QB1.
QB1. Yeah. If you look up, I'm almost 100% sure.
Is that the show that Rattler was featured on too?
Yeah,
I didn't see the fallout on Rattler. Is he fell to the fifth round, and a bunch of teams were like, "We hated what we saw from him when he was a 17-year-old on that Netflix show."
All right, Fromm was on season one with Tate Martell and Tavon
Tate
Bowers.
Martell. You're a Marteller too.
Season two was Justin Fields, Sam Hartman, and Rial Mitchell.
There you go.
Hold on. And you can keep going down.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, season four was Bryce Young and Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, I didn't see those. I guess I only watched season one.
Right.
You watched season three was Spencer Rattler.
That was it.
I watched QB1.
Yep.
Maybe I should watch those.
I will say this. Spencer Rattler came off as a douche as a 17-year-old, but like you would think some teams might have thought he's matured since then.
He's just so small, right?
I don't think he's overly big.
Yeah, he's probably the same size as Caleb.
I would imagine he's been humbled a bit since he was 17 and calling his teammates trash.
Well,
yeah,
after his freshman year, he was projected number one pick.
Right.
He was a stud. Then he was awful his second year, got benched to Caleb.
Right.
Had to transfer, and he was just average to okay at South Carolina.
Well, that guest we had on, remember that guest we had on that was pretty controversial, like said he wouldn't draft Caleb Williams.
First round mock.
Right. He loves him.
He's all in on Rattler.
He's like quintupling down on Caleb Williams is going to be a fraud. He's the worst pick ever. Like,
yeah, that's
who is it? That's
first round mock.
Who we had on as a guest.
Like nobody knows his real name.
He claims he was a scout for the Jets. His whole brand is Caleb Williams is a fraud, and he's going to destroy the Chicago Bears.
And he loves Rattler.
It's kind of like what he's building his brand on. So
he'd rather have Rattler than Caleb.
Anyway,
yes.
Bombshell from Michael Lombardi.
That's good stuff.
Really good. Always love having him on.
I mean,
he really only believes in Caleb Williams. Every other quarterback, he's like,
his questions. No, but he did say, and I agree with him, like, Sean Payton will make something of Knicks.
Yeah.
Like, coaching does matter.
Yes.
And I think he's right. And that's why I'm trying to say fit, et cetera.
Yes.
It's oftentimes a guy makes a break. Like, and Bieniemy Howell's a perfect example. Bieniemy ruined Howell.
And the help you have. So Caleb Williams is going to have unbelievable receivers. He's got talent all around
Great
him.
Great environment.
J.J. McCarthy, I think, will have a better shot because
he's got two legit receivers.
Yeah. I mean,
And he's got T.J. Hockenson at tight end.
Right.
I mean, he's pretty
right.
good squad.
He's set up for more success. Knicks will have, you know, Peyton. And
I can't
and
believe
the guy
I'm
has
saying
a ton
that's
of experience.
If he beats out Sam Darnold.
right.
I'm thinking Sam Darnold probably starts week one. Now, how long he's going to start,
who knows? He's not going to be there very long.
I wouldn't think.
Hey, what was the knock with Hartman, with the dreamy quarterback from Notre Dame? What was that?
I don't think
knock?
He has a great arm.
He's got an average arm.
Average arm. And he just turns the ball.
And he's smaller, right? He's not huge.
No, he's not huge.
He's got a cake's arm. He does have an average.
Hey, how dare you? My arm is at least average talent.
Well, the worst arm I remember at the pro level is the kid they love, the lefty from Boise. Did everybody
Kellen
love
Moore.
Yeah. That's the worst arm I remember at the NFL level.
Candy's
my guy.
But I thought his arm was garbage. Garbage. But, you know, maybe you have a better one. That's the one I think of.
Watch the videos at the combine, you know, and they're all throwing the fastballs.
Yeah.
And then watch Hartman's. It looks like it's in slow motion compared to the other guys.
Yeah.
But he has good college experience.
He had a lot of touchdowns, but I did notice he had a lot.
Did you see the
ball
video? Speaking of guys with missile arms, did you see the video of Joe Milton when he went to Barstool after he got drafted? I think it was after he got drafted. Maybe it was before. So he's just playing catch with like this skinny nerd from Barstool.
And he's just firing the ball at him?
No, at first he just tosses him one, you know, like a light toss. Yeah. And then the guy's like, okay, show me the fastball. And it looks like it's shot out of a bazooka.
Right.
He fires it. Like, he doesn't even
From
attempt.
How far away?
He fires it at him from probably 8 to 10 yards away.
Oh, my
and
God.
And he doesn't even make an attempt to catch the ball.
Because
it would have made a hole in his bird chest. So if he had tried to catch the ball, there's no way he would have been able to hold on to it.
Right.
Now,
what an idiot.
Now, people who are anti-Joe Milton are going to say, hey, how about you take a little off that 8-yard pass instead of trying to decapitate the guy?
Right. He was drafted by the Patriots, right?
Patriots, yeah, like 6th round.
So they have Drake May and Joe Milton.
He's another one that they're trying to convert to tight end.
He said, I'm not doing that.
Hey, but you know what? In the 6th round, I don't hate that. You got your prize bull in Drake May.
Right.
And then
you got a practice squad guy.
Yeah, you can try to develop and see if there's something there to harness with that massive arm that he has.
So Lombardi went off on the Sixers, his favorite team. Mm-hmm. They lost the Knicks. They're trailing 3-1. They're going to lose in the series. And he makes a valid point. Embiid's never made it to the conference finals. Although he pointed to the Raptors series.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It would have been in the conference finals, but for that crazy shot at the end of the game. But what jumped out yesterday, I mean, two things. The Bucks have no chance. They're losing 3-1, but they have no chance if they don't have Giannis.
Well, I mean,
and they have Giannis and Lillard.
Yeah. Not surprised by that.
The Clippers actually better without Kawhi. They've won both games without Kawhi, beat the Mavs. But I didn't watch
Paul
the game
George
last
hit
night.
An unbelievable shot. He's just so good. He hit an unbelievable shot from the corner that he was pretty much behind the backboard to give him a lead when Dallas was kind of surging. Dallas was down 31 at one point, took the lead, and George hit a huge shot with like 3 or 4 minutes left.
A 31-point lead can vanish in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
But the Suns got swept by the Timberwolves. And the Timberwolves had a great regular season. But the Suns had a ton of expectations when they trade for Bradley Beal to add him to a team with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. And I know the NBA nerd said, well, they don't have much else besides that. That should be enough to at least win some games
apparently
in a series.
Not enough.
And Bradley Beal was a total bust. And Cakes has mentioned it many times. He's crowing that the Wizards won the Bradley Beal trade.
Will Dawkins, props. Michael Winger.
It was smart.
Well done. Impressive.
The Wizards, they have, by the way, a 14% chance at the number one pick. This is according to Greg Finberg on Twitter. They don't have to pay Bradley Beal.
Right, they don't have to pay $161 million coming his way.
They swap
$161.
Yeah. They swap picks in 24, 26, 28, and 30, and then acquired a bunch of second-round picks in 24, 25, 26, 27, and 30.
Yep.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, but most importantly, they're not paying Bradley Beal.
Correct.
Bradley Beal in the four games, he had one pretty good game. He had 28. And these other four games, he didn't have more than, I think, 18. And then yesterday, look, they're down 3-0. I'm sure they probably packed it in mentally.
Right.
But he was, I think he had 9 points.
Yes.
Hey, Phoenix Suns, welcome to NBA purgatory. It's no fun. Enjoy it because you have no assets other than high-priced, washed-up guys like Beal.
Booker's legit.
Okay, he's legit. Yeah. But
Durant
outside of that, they've mortgaged their entire future for those three players. And what has it gotten them? Swept.
Swept. Correct.
Sweepy sweep.
I saw a stat. Their center, Yusuf Nurkic, has played in 20 playoff games in his career. His career record is 3-17.
No.
Wow.
I think he was with, was he with Portland before? Or was Nurkic before?
Blazers.
Yeah.
I mean, Booker had 49 points. He went to the free throw line 21 times. Finished with 49. Your star player at home has 49. I'm sorry, you should win that game.
And Durant had 33.
I know. I'm just saying your star went had almost 50.
By the way, Bradley Beal's player option in 26 and 27, when he's 33, is $57 million.
Yeah.
You think he's not going to pick up that player option?
Of course he is.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, Chris Russell will join us. We'll talk to the Rooster about his take on what the Commanders did in the draft right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.